Nice to see all of you here.
很高兴再次看到各位.
We have many elderly brothers and sisters here today.
我们今天有很多年长的弟兄姐妹在场.
Sometimes they are physically weak, they cannot come, but today we can see all of them here. Praise the Lord.
有时候他们因为身体的软弱没办法来到我们当中, 但是今天我们看到他们都能够来, 我们感谢主.
Every opportunity is grace of God for us.
主所给我们任何机会都是给我们的恩典.
When you are young, you don't feel that's a privilege, but when you see these elderly sisters, brothers, you will know it's a privilege to be here.
当我们年轻的时候还没有这种感觉, 但是我们看到是年长的弟兄, 他们还能够来这边, 我们就深深感觉到这是一种特权.
We will continue our message on the book of Malachi.
我们继续与各位, 交通马拉基书.
Please turn Malachi chapter 2.
请大家翻到马拉基书第二章.
Today we will read a little bit more on the text.
今天我们要, 读多一点经文.
Because on the bulletin I only show three verses, but actually I want to cover a little bit broader.
在简报上我只, 写了三段经文, 但是今天我想要读更多的经文.
Let's begin from chapter 2, verse 13.
让我们从第二章13节开始.
Read 13 and then 17.
我们读17节.
Okay. The reason I will read this, although this was read last week,
虽然我们上个礼拜已经读过这些经文,
but there is something different I want to share on this particular verse, verse 13.
但是这个十三节, 我有一个特别的地方我想要跟各位分享.
I will read the English text and my brother will read the Chinese text. You will see the subtle difference.
我先用英文来读十三节, 然后, 我再用, 翻译再用, 中文来读十三节, 我们看到中间有一个非常微细的差异.
Two verses. 13 and 14.
我们读两节, 13 跟 17.
This is another thing you do. You cover the altar of Lord with tears, with weeping and with groaning, because he no longer regards the offering or accepts it with favor from your hand. Yet you say, for what reason? Because the Lord has been a witness between you and the wife of your youth, against whom you have dealt treacherously, though she is your companion and your wife by covenant.
你们又行了一件这样的事，使前妻叹息哭泣的眼泪遮盖耶和华的坛，以致耶和华不再看顾那供物，也不乐意从你们手中收纳。你们还说这是为什么呢？ 因耶和华在你和你幼年所娶的妻中间做见证，她虽是你的配偶，又是你盟约的妻，你却以诡诈待她。Verse
17,
17节.
You have wearied the Lord with your words, yet you say, how have we wearied him? In that you say, everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them, or where is the God of justice?
你们用言语反锁耶和华，你们还说我们在何事上反锁他呢？因为你们说凡行恶的耶和华眼看为善，并且他喜悦他们，或说公义的神在哪里呢？
Chapter 3, verse 1 through 3.
第三章第一到第三节.
Behold, I'm going to send my messenger, and he will clear the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. And the messenger of the covenant, in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord host. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a smelter and purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like the gold and silver, so they may present to the Lord offerings in righteousness.
第三章第一到第三节，万军之耶和华说，我要差遣我的使者在我前面预备道路，你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿，立约的使者就是你们所仰慕的快要来到，他来的日子谁能当得起呢？他显现的时候谁能立得住呢？因为他如炼金之人的火，如漂布之人的茧，他必坐下如炼净银子的，必洁净利未人，熬炼他们像金银一样，他们就凭公义献供物给耶和华。
Verse 5 through verse 10,
第五到第十节。
I read the R verse, and my brother will read the even verse in Chinese.
我们用我先用英文读单数节，然后
双数节。
我先用英文读。
单数节，
单数节，然后用中文读双数节。
I'm sorry. Then I will draw near to you for judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerer, and against the adulterer, and against those who swear falsely, and against those who oppress the wage earner in his wage, the widow and the orphan, and those to turn aside the alien, and do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts.
因我耶和华是不改变的，所以你们雅各之子没有灭亡。
From the day of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes, and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, how shall we return?
人岂可夺取神之物呢？你们竟夺取我的供物，你们却说我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？就是你们在当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上。
You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me and the whole nation of you.
万军之耶和华说，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，请服于你们，甚至无处可容。
Let's go to New Testament.
让我们翻到新约。
First John,
约翰一书。
Chapter one.
第一章。
First John chapter one verse 6 to 8.
约翰一书第一章第六到第八节。
1 John chapter 1 verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus' Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin,We are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not with us.
约翰一书第一章第六到第八节，我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。
I want you to pay attention to this verse 8 says, we are deceiving ourselves.
请大家特别留意第八节这边讲到我们便是自欺。
Mm-hmm. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
看到哥林多前书第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18.
哥林多前书第三章第十八节。
Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you thinks that he is wise in this age, he must become foolish, so that he may become wise.
十八节，人不可自欺，你们中间若有人在这世界自以为有智慧，倒不如变作愚拙，好成为有智慧的。
Here again deceive himself，
这边他又再次的讲到自欺。
OK， we'll read so much Bible verses。
好，我们今天经文就读到这里。
In this book of Malachi，
在这马来基书里头
，I have shared four messages already。
我跟大家已经分享了四段信息。
You will see God used this last prophet to warn the generation at that time。
我们看到神用这最后一位先知来警告当时那个世代的人。
Because they live in such a strange situation，
因为他们是活在一个非常奇怪的境况当中。
They experience the revival, ten some years ago。
他们在十年之前经历了极大的复兴。
God used Nehemiah to bring them up to have a wonderful testimony before God。
神用尼希米将他们带领，然后在神的面前有极好的见证。
But after he left for Persia, and then you will see during the 10 years, the whole nation's spiritual condition fell off drastically.
但是当尼希米回到波斯，我们可以看到在那十年当中，他们百姓当时百姓的这个属灵状况就急剧下降。
You will see the corruption from the top, from the high priest, the high priest。
我们可以从大祭司开始就非常的腐败。
And then everything deteriorate from up all the way to the bottom。
所以其他一切从上到下通通的腐败。
So that was the background, the big picture。
所以这就是那时候的一个背景。
So God raised up this prophet, the last prophet, Malachi, to warn that generation.
所以神兴起了这最后这位先知马拉基来警告当时的世代。
So you will see the first deterioration began God's children and God.
所以我们看到这个第一个堕落的地方就是在神的子民跟神之间。
So the relationship should be in a loving bonding relationship like husband and wife.
神跟人之间的关系应该是一个爱的关系，就像丈夫跟妻子之间。
But people said, where did you love me, us?
但是人们却问，你在何事上爱我？
So they have doubt God's love.
他们对神的爱起了怀疑。
And then God said, I'm your father, you are my children, you should honor me, but where is my honor?
但是神说，我是你的父亲，你是我儿子，你们应该尊敬我，但是我的尊敬在哪里呢？
And then God continues said, I am the master, you are my slave, you should fear me, but where is the fear?
但是神继续说，我是你的主人，你是我的仆人，你们对我的敬畏在哪里呢？
So you will see people lost the love of God, lost the honor of God, and lost the fear of God.
所以我们看到人就丧失了神的爱，还有神对神的尊敬，还有对神的敬畏。
So the foundation corrupted.
所以这整个根基都腐败。
Then you will see, when you have problem with God in the right relationship, now then you have terrible situation with people.
所以我们看到我们在正常关系跟神有了关系。有了
没有正常关系，
没有正常关系，我们跟人跟人之间就起了问题。
So it expressed in the brotherly relationship and home relationship.
所以在我们弟兄之间或者是在家庭里头，我们都出了问题。
God used the word, you deal with a brother treacherously and you deal with your wife treacherously.
神讲到你们用诡诈的心来对待你的弟兄还有你的妻子。
The human relationship broken down.
所以人跟人之间的关系也就瘫痪。
Alright, today we come to even deeper.
所以我们今天来更深一层的来交通。
The relationship with yourself broken down.
所以我们跟自己的关系也就瘫痪。
when I go back to chapter 2, verse 13 and 14,
当我们刚刚读、回来读第二章十三跟十四节的时候，
the reason is because the Chinese text and the English text has a difference.
这原因是这个中文跟英文、这个字句有点差异。
If you look at the Chinese text in verse 13, there is a dot 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 in verse 13.
所以你们看到中文的、经文里头中间有点点点。
What's the word beside point, dot dot dot?
在点点点旁边是什么字呢？
Your previous wife.
哦，你的前妻。
Which is not in the English text.
这个没有在英文版本里头。
When we study the Chinese Bible, you will know many occasion you will see da 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 on the text.
我们看中文圣经的版本的时候，我们常常看到经文里头有这个点点点，然后有一些注解。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Why the Chinese text you will see da 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 there?
为什么中文圣经里头有点点点？
It was the interpreter's interpretation.
这就是翻译的人他的翻译。
The interpreter felt if add this in so that the whole meaning can be better understood.
这翻译的人认为加上这一点，他就可以让这整句经文能够更清楚。
But in the original text, there was no such word there.
但在原来的经文里头没有这些字
right so this da 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 is simply the addition by the interpreter of the Bible
所以这个点点点就是在在解释在翻译这个经文的人加上去
okay so if the Chinese text read this whole paragraph you have the impression the weeping tears was by who shed the tears?
所以我们读这个中文经文，这个哭泣，这是谁的眼泪呢？
Wife, the previous wife,
是
the divorced wife, right?
前妻，离婚的妻子的眼泪。
That's the impression for the Chinese text.
这就是我们中文版本翻译的
But if you take that two words out,
当你把这两个字取掉取消的话
you come back to the English text, you will see, you get a different meaning.
那你回到英文的版本就会得到稍微不同的解释不同的翻译
It's totally different
yeah, 完全不同
If you read the whole context
如果你们看看这个上下的经文对照
Who shed the tears if without those two words
如果没有这两个字是谁流眼泪呢
Yes, it's the one who make offerings
就是这个献祭的人流的眼泪
Is this husband?
就是丈夫流的眼泪。
You see, these Jewish people bring the sacrifices or gifts to the Lord. However, the Lord rejected. I don't take it.
这些犹太人他们把他们所献的祭拿到耶和华前面，但是耶和华不要。
So he wept.
所以他哭泣。
See? So that's totally different.
所以这个是完全不同的解释。
What does it mean? Why do I talk about this?
我为什么这么样讲呢?
You will see people has commit terrible sin in front of God.
你们看到人在神面前犯了非常大的罪。
He deal with his brothers treacherously and deal with his wife treacherously.
他用诡诈的心对待他的弟兄还有他的配偶。
He should love his brother, love his wife, but he didn't.
他应该爱他的弟兄，爱他的妻子，但是他没有。
You deal with his brothers in a wicked manner, deal with his wife in a wicked manner, but still come to the temple, make offer.
他用邪恶的心来对待他的弟兄、妻子，可是还来到神的坛前来献祭。
Still continue this religious tradition, religious habit.
他们还是继续他们这个他们宗教上的这个仪式。
So God rejected.
所以神就拒绝了。
But he said, why?
那他问说为什么呢？
I come with a sincere heart. I want to worship God. Why you reject my offerings?
他说我怀着这个诚挚的心，我要来，我要敬拜神，为什么你拒绝我呢？
To God is very straightforward because you have sinned.
对神来说是非常简单，因为你犯了罪。
But to him, he doesn't see it.
但是对当事人他自己不这么想。
He says, I am the true descendants of Abraham. I am chosen people by God. God should love me.
好，我是亚伯拉罕的后裔，我是神的选民，神应该爱我的。
I have no problem with God. I love God. I will offer my offerings.
好，我跟神之间没有问题，我爱神，我要帮我将我的供物献给神。
So you will see, there is a discrepancy in this person's mind.
所以你会看到这个人他心里想的跟神想有差异。
He cannot see the reality.
他看不到事实的真相。
He's blind. Where is the blind spot?
所以他有一个盲点，盲点在什么地方呢？
Where? Himself.
这是他自己。
He couldn't see himself.
他看不到他自己。
He still continue the outward ritual, outward religious life, but he has a serious problem.
他还是继续做他外表的宗教的仪式，可他看不到自己的问题。
Okay, that's problem number one.
这是第一个问题。
And problem number two.
第二个问题。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
God says, I'm weary by your words.
神说你们用言语反锁耶和华。
And then the people respond, How? How have we wearied him?
那人的反应说，我们在何事上反锁你呢？
You say, everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them. Where is God of justice?
因为你们说，凡行恶的耶和华看为善，并且他喜悦他们，或说公义的神在哪里呢？
In other words, people doesn't think our God cares about right or wrong.
换句话说，人们认为神不分善恶。
You look at this surrounding our society, our people around us. Your observation, you thought, who gets ahead in this society?
在我们社会里头，你看我们周围的人，你认为什么人可以在我们这个社会当中，他们能够站前
？Who is devious? Who can cheat?
谁是可以用不择手段来欺骗？
Right? Those who cheat get ahead because he get better score in school, get more money in the society.
所以那些他们可以欺骗的人，他们在学校能够有更好的成绩，在这个社会上能够赚更多的钱。
We say, who is the most successful politician? Those who can lie the best.
所以我们常常在讲谁是最好的政客呢？就是那些说谎最厉害的人。
Right?You get ahead in this society.
所以我们可以靠着说谎在这个社会上我们可以赚钱。
You cheat, you have get better score in school.
我们如果作弊的话，我们在学校就得更好的成绩。
Seems that God doesn't care.
好像神根本不管这件事情。
Right? So you look all around you and say, hey, why am I a sucker? By doing good, I better do something the same like everybody else.
所以你视为说我为什么这么笨，我不像其他的人也来欺骗呢？
So we just roll with God is a blind God.
我们认为神的眼睛是瞎的。
You see? We tell ourselves
没有公义。
We can get ahead by whatever I do.
我不管做什么我都可以赚钱。
That's called self deceiving.
这叫做自欺。
That's number two.
这是第二个问题。
Because you assume God doesn't care, so you can do whatever you want.
因为我们假想神并不管这些，所以我们可以为所欲为。
God said, "Don't even bother to pray to me."
神说你们根本不必要来向我祈求。
I have weary.With your words.
你的言语反锁我。
In other words, when Christian is doing terrible things, we still come to the Lord and pray.
换句话说，当我们基督徒，我们做了很糟糕的事情，我们还来到神面前祈祷。
We pray every day, say Lord this, Lord that, but your behavior cannot justify.
我们常来到神面前说主啊主啊，但是我们自己的行为没办法在神面前得到悦纳。
So that's called self-deceiving.
所以这就叫做自欺。
And third thing,
第三点，
God said, repent.
神说你们要悔改。
Chapter 3 verse 7,
第三章第七节。
From the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes, and have not kept them. Return to me, I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, how shall we return?
万军之耶和华说，从你们列祖的日子以来，你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守，现在你们要转向我，我就转向你们，你们却问说，我们如何才是转向呢？
When God say, hey, repent, turn back to me, don't go this treacherous way, but people said, how?
当神跟我们说你们不要继续走这个诡诈的道路，要转向我，你们却问神说怎么样才转向你。
In other words, when you don't think God is a righteous God, you don't need to repent, right?
换句话说，当我们不把这个神当作一个公义的神，我们就不需要悔改。
When you say God doesn't care, God is in heaven, we human beings on earth, we can do whatever I want, thenYou are refute the God of justice.
所以我们当我们说神在天上，我们在地上，我们可以为所欲为，我们就是拒绝了神，拒绝了神的公义。
Throughout the years on the pulpit, I always, from time to time, preach about repentance before the Lord.
在这么多年来，在这个讲坛上，我常常跟各位分享我们要怎么样悔改的信息。
I remember a few years ago,
我记得几年以前，
there were two brothers came to me,
有两位弟兄来到我这里。
I said, why do you always preach about the repentance?
他们问我，为什么你老是要讲这些悔改的信息呢？
Christians should not be repentance anymore, because When Jesus died, you accept him as your personal savior. That beginning repentance is good enough.
他说我们基督徒不应该再一直讲这悔改的信息，因为当耶稣基督被钉在十字架上，我们接受他的救恩，那第一次的悔改就够了。
He will cite Romans chapter 8, who can accuse us?
他会举这个罗马书第八章，当神认为我们是公义，谁还能够指责我们呢？
So when I preach that we should repent, he said, no, that's redundant, that's not necessary.
当我传讲这个悔改的信息，他们就说不需要，这个不需要再讲。
And gave me a book.
然后他们送我一本书，
asked me to read it so that I should change my message.
他们要我读那本书，然后以后我讲信息就会改变。
I read the book, but my message still the same until today, still the same.
所以我读了那本书以后，但直到今天我讲的信息还是一样。
Repentance is truth, not only for the sinners but also for the Christians.
这悔改不但是对罪人，对基督徒来说也是个真理。
If you study the writing of John the Apostle, either in Gospel or his epistles or in Book of Revelation, you will see he repeatedlyCall Christians, call churches, repent.
你们如果读到使徒约翰他所做的书信福音，或者在启示录里头，你们都可以看到他不断的要我们要悔改。
Why?
为什么呢？
Not because Jesus' blood cannot cleanse our sin. On the contrary,
并不是因为主耶稣的血没办法洁净我们的罪，相反的是，
First John.Apostle told us this way.
约翰一书
We just read it.
约翰一书我们刚刚读过的
Verse
6,
chapter
1. 第一章
If we say that we have fellowship with him, and yet walk in the darkness. We lie. We do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sins. If we say we have no sin, we are what? Deceiving ourselves.
好，约翰一书第六节到第八节，我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺。
Continue. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
This verb confess is not one-time deal.
所以这段经文证明了这个悔改不是一次。
This is a continuous attitude before the Lord.
这个必须要我们在神面前继续不断的一种态度。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because as long as we are in this flesh,We are in the power of the sin.
只要我们仍然在这个肉体里头，我们就在罪恶的权势底下。
We need continuous repentance before the Lord.
我们必须在主面前，我们继续不断的认罪。
So that He will change us, renew our mind.
所以他能够改变我们，让我们心意更新变化。
So you will see that whenever we deny we have sinned, then Bible said.You are enter into a terrible stage. That stage is called self, what? Deceiving.
所以我们当我们拒绝承认我们自己犯罪，这个经上就讲了，我们来到这个我们这个状况就叫做自欺。
因为 in this world, people cheat each other, right?
我们知道在这个世界，人们我们彼此欺骗，对不对？
How are you? Fine.
你怎么样？ Mm-hmm. 我很好。
Actually, I have a whole load of problems, but I still say, fine.
事实上我有许许多的问题，但是我还是说我很好。
When we come to the Lord, to the church, we are playing the same game.
当我们来到主，我们来到教会，我们来到主面前，我们还是这样的说。
At home, at work, we have serious problems, but we come to the church, everyone play like an angel.
当我们在家里，在教会我们有很多的问题，但是我们来到教会当中，我们还是每个人都像天使一般。
Don't cheat yourself.
我们不要自欺。
We can cheat others, but you cannot cheat yourself.
我们可以欺骗别人，但是我们不能自欺。
You cannot cheat God.
我们不能欺骗神。
That's the problem today.
这就是今天的问题。
In the old days, in the time of Malachi, that was their problem, but that problem still exists today.
在马拉基书写的当时他们有这个问题，但是今天仍然有同样的问题。
Because that's human nature.
因为这就是人性。
We hide ourselves. Nothing wrong with me.
我们把头埋在沙里说我们没有任何的事情。
Pretend there's nothing.
我们好像当作没有事情一样。
No, you cannot cheat yourself.
不，我们不能自欺。
But this whole book of Malachi, the most amazing situation is this called self-deceiving.
这马来基书讲到最让人惊讶的一件事情，一个状况就是自欺。
Another brother, Watchman Nee, called this obsession.
这个尼托尔森弟兄讲这个叫做迷失，着迷。
We don't see the reality anymore.
我们不再看到事实。
Like President Reagan, no, President Bush, I'm sorry.
像我们布希总统。
He will send another 20,000 troops into Iraq and claim that will solve the problem.
他要继续再把20,000的军队派入到伊拉克，认为这个可以解决问题。
We don't see the reality.
他没有看到事实。
We become self-deceived.
我们变成自欺。
We all do that.
我们都做这种事情。
Why?
为什么呢？
There are two Bible verses indicate the reason.
这有两处经文跟我们讲为什么。
First John tells us we have sinned, but we don't confess it.
约翰一书这边讲到我们犯罪，但是我们不承认。
We have an unconfessed sin that will be like a poison to blind our eyes.
我们有一个未认的罪，这就变成让我们瞎眼的一个毒药。
And we don't see the reality.
然后我们就看不到事实的真相。
And the other place talk about self-deceiving is in 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
然后另外一处讲到自欺，就在哥林多前书第三章。
We just read verse 18 said, Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you thinks that he is wise,
人不可自欺，你们中间若有人在这世界自以为有智慧，倒不如变作愚拙，好成为有智慧的。
You see, very few of us will say I'm dumb.
我想我们当中很少有人会承认自己是 愚笨。
Only my wife lately will say, Oh, I'm so old, I forget many things, I'm so dumb.
就我太太最近常常讲说我已经老了，常常 忘东忘西，我真是愚笨。
But when she was young, she never said that.
但当她年轻的时候，她从来没有这么说。
I think we all do that.
然后我们都曾有这种经验。
We always think we can outsmart the other guy, right?
我们都认为我们可以比另外的人还聪明。
But when you have that mindset, say I'm smarter than anybody else.
但当我们有这种心态，认为我们比别人聪明的时候
，There is a trap.
这就有一个陷阱。
What is the trap?
这陷阱是什么？
This verse tells us.
这段经文就跟我们讲。
You begin to deceive yourself.
我们就开始欺骗自己。
Chinese proverb used to say, there is always another mountain higher than this mountain.
所以中国有一句话叫做一山还有一山高。
Right? You think you can't climb to the top, but you will see another mountain is higher than you.
你认为你爬到这山的山顶，但你会看到另外一座山还比你还高。
There is always another guy smarter than you.
这总还是有另外一个人比你更聪明。
Don't deceive yourself, think you are the smartest in the world.
不要自欺，认为你是世界最聪明的一个人。
That will put you into a dangerous situation. You don't know the reality, or you deny.
这就把我们放在一个非常危险的境界，我们就不知道事实是怎么样。
Then you become God.
然后我们就变成神。
You do whatever you want.
你就为所欲为。
You say whatever you want to say.
你就嘴中就说你任凭己意来说。
That would lead our whole spiritual life enter into darkness.
这就把我们整个属灵的生命都带入黑暗。
So when God said repent.
所以当神说我们要悔改
That's the only way you can turn around the situation.
这是我们唯一的能够扭转这个局势的办法。
But unfortunately,
但是很不幸的
when we come into this stage, very few people willing to repent. Why?
但是当我们来到这个阶段，很少人愿意回转，为什么呢？
Because I'm fine, I'm not sick.
因为你自己讲说我现在很好，我没有生病。
Right?When a doctor tells you you are sick, you know, I'm fine.
当医生跟你讲你生病，你说没有，我很好。
Then you are in an even worse stage than you know. You are no cure. You have no cure.
那你就到了一个无可救药的地步。
Because when you deny the reality, you say, I'm not sick, then you are hopeless.
因为当你拒绝承认这个事实，你说我没有病，那你就无可救药。
Got it?
大家了解吗？
So you have to pray a prayer every day.
所以我们每天都要做这么样一个祷告。
Lord, examine me. See anything in me.
主啊，求你查验我，检查我我心里的一切。
Look, let's go to next chapter, chapter 3, this Malachi.
让我们再回到马拉基书第三章。
There is a solution God prepared for us.
神为我们预备了一个解决的办法。
Behold, I'm going to send my messenger, and he will clear the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, and the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts.
万军之耶和华说，我要差遣我的使者在我前面预备道路，你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿，立约的使者就是你们所仰慕的快要来到。
This is the vision of Malachi.
这就是马拉基的意象。
He saw God will send a special person.
他看到 神会派一个特别的人来。
He will come to do a special job.
他会来做一个特别的工作。
And he gave him a name.
他给他一个名字。
Says the messenger of the covenant.
他说立约的使者。
Yes, that's a special term.
这就是一个特别的名称。
What does it mean, the messenger of covenant?
这个立约的使者是什么意思呢？
We know in the Old Testament, Prophet Jeremiah told us God will begin a new covenant with His people.
我们知道在旧约的时候，耶利米跟我们讲到，神会给我们跟我们另立一个新约。
Mm-hmm. So who is going to establish a new covenant with His people?
谁会跟他的子民另立新约呢？
Let me rephrase again. Who established the first covenant?
让我再另外 再这么说，谁立的第一个约呢？
The so-called Old Testament or Old Covenant，
就是我们所谓的旧约。
Who
是谁立的这个约？
Moses
是摩西。
Right? Between Moses and God, God gave him the Ten Commandments as a symbol for the Old Testament。
所以这是摩西跟神之间立的约，神给他十诫作为这个立约的一个证明。
When this prophet Malachi spoke, someone will come. His name will be called the messenger of the covenant. What does he mean?
当马拉基书说神要 差派这个立约的使者来到，他是什么意思呢？
There will be a new covenant.
这就是将会有一个新的约。
Agree?
大家同意吗？
Because the old covenant will phase out.
因为我们旧约会过去。
There will be a new covenant because the old covenant, not because the old covenant was not good, it was good, however the people didn't keep it.
这并不是因为旧约不好，它是非常好，但是人们没办法遵守。
In front of the old Ten Commandments, we all fail miserably.
在那十诫前面，我们大家都失败。
So God said, I'm going to renew a new covenant.
所以神说我要另立一个新的
约。Let's start all over again.
让我们重新开始。
And there will be a messenger.
然后会有一个使者来到。
Who is he?
谁是这个使者呢？
Our Lord Jesus.
就是我们的主耶稣。
He established new covenant at night with his disciples.
所以他在有一天晚上跟他的门徒立了这个新约。
Which night?
是哪一个晚上呢？
The last night.
就是、
Before he went to the cross.
就是主的最后一晚。
Right? So-called last supper.
就是最后的晚餐。
He said, this is my blood. A blood of new covenant.
这是我的血，是立约的血。
The old covenant based on the blood of sheep, lamb.
所以旧约 是用羊的血。
Right? That was the Old Testament.
这是在旧约的时候。
But now the New Testament is with Jesus' blood.
但是在新约的时候，我们是用耶稣的血。
So he forecasts there will be a final solution.
所以他在这边预言到会有一个最后的解决办法。
He will come do a job.
他会来做这个工。
What kind of job?
什么样的工
呢？ Let's look carefully.
让我们来仔细的看。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Who can endure the day of his coming?Who can stand when he appeared? For he is like refiner's fire and like fuller's soap.
他来的时候谁能当得起呢？他显现的时候谁能立得住呢？因为他如炼金之人的火，如漂布之人的茧。
He will sit as a smelter and purifier of silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver, so that they may present to the Lord.Offering in righteousness.
他必坐下如炼净银子的，必洁净利未人，熬炼他们像金银一样，他们就凭公义，献供物给耶和华。
So the final goal is God will get the offering of righteousness instead of Pharisees, the hypocrites.
所以神最后的目标就是要我们献上公义的献物，而不是从也不而不是那个伪俊
假冒
为善的人。
When we come with sin inside of us and come to God, pray without confession, we are doing the hypocrite's prayer.
所以当我们犯罪，我们不来到神面前认罪的话，我们就是来到神，就是做一个假冒为善。
If you offer anything to the Lord, Lord will reject it.
我们不管献什么供物给神，神都会拒绝。
So now God tried to solve this spirit of hypocrisy.
所以神想要对付我们这个假冒为善的问题。
He used analogy to express himself as two things.
他用这个比喻来比喻自己当作两样东西。
Refiner's fire and fuller's soap.
就是炼金之人的火还有漂布之人的碱。
What does he mean?
这是什么意思呢?
He will take all the impurity out from our lives.
就是他会把我们的生命当中说一切不洁净的东西都拿走。
So this is the job for this messenger of the covenant.
所以这就是这立约的使者的工。
So on one hand, Jesus died on the cross. He shed his blood to cover our sins, wash our sins away.
所以在一方面来说，耶稣死在十字架上，他用他的宝血洗净我们所有一切罪。
That's called fuller's soap.
这个是漂布之人的碱。
But soap only cleans outside, right?
但是这个碱呢只清洁外表，对不对？
But our problem is not only outside, but also what? Inside, in our heart, in our mind.
但是我们的问题不单单是在我们外表，而是在我们的心，我们的思想。
So that takes an easier job or even tougher job to cleanse something inside.
所以这个洗里头是更容易还更难呢？
Of course, it's the more difficult.
当然这是更难的
You want to purify outside, it's simple, just wash it, you will be cleansed.
所以我们要洗外面是非常简单，我们就把它洗一洗就可以。
But soap cannot clean inside.
但是这个碱呢没办法清洁里面。
So, what's God's method?
所以神的办法是什么呢?
Refiner's fire.
所以炼金之人的火。
So he will come to put us through fire.
所以他
terrible, we don't like that.
所以他来要把我们放在火里头，你认为说啊，这真糟糕，我们不要这样。
Let's look at two scriptures in the Psalms.
让我们看看诗篇里头两处经文。
In the Old Testament, those who are knowing God, who will make this prayer, chapter 66.
诗篇六十六，看当时候认识神。的人他们怎么祈祷？诗篇六十六
，Psalm 66,
六十六
，Verse 10,
六十六篇第十节。
For you have tried us, O God, you have refined us, as silver is refined.
神啊，你曾试验我们，熬炼我们，如熬炼银子一样。
You see?The writer of the song, he said, God has done such a job in me, just like refiner purify the silver.
所以我们看到这个诗篇的作者，他讲到神在我身上做了这么美的工，就像熬炼银子一样。
So this particular verb is refined us.
所以这个经文就讲说熬炼我们。
The exact same word as Malachi.
这跟马拉基书上所用的是一样的字。
Another verse, go to chapter same Psalm 26.
同样的一处，我们翻到诗篇二十六
，second verse，
诗篇二十六篇第二节。
Let's read together.
让我们一起来念。
Examine me, O Lord,
求你查看我，
and try me,
熬炼我的肺腑心肠。
Test my mind and my heart. This is a prayer of David.
这是一个大卫的祷告。
Did he sin?
他有没有犯罪呢
？Of course he did.
Yeah, 他当然他犯罪。
He committed terrible sin.
他犯了非常大的罪。
But God still say, you are the man after my heart.
但神还是说你是合我心意的人。
How can such terrible sinners still qualify as the man after God's heart?
为什么这么糟糕的一个人，他们还神还会说他是合他心意的人呢？
Because this is the secret.
这就是这个当中的秘密。
He will ask God to examine him. He will ask God to test his mind and his heart.
他要祈求神来查看他，来熬炼他的肺腑心。
So this refine has different translation, the same original verb.
所以这个熬炼这个字它有不同的翻译。
Purify
有洁净
，test
有试炼
，try
有熬炼。
Examine
检验
，refine
还有熬炼。
Chinese ran out of translation. But in English, there are different verbs express the identical thoughts.
所以在英文里头，它有不同的字句，它表达不同的这个想法。
First time in the Old Testament use this word is in the book of Judges, chapter 7.
所以第一次在旧约中用到这个字是在四世纪第七章。
When Gideon tried to find soldiers to fight with the enemy.
当基甸他想要找一些士兵来跟敌人征战的时候
，Hundreds of thousands came to Gideon and said, "I want to join the army."
有成千上万的人来到基甸面前说，我要加入你的队伍。
If I were Gideon, I would say, "Oh, let's go."
如果我是基甸，我就讲说，好，那我们走吧。
But God told Gideon, "No, no, no."
但是神跟基甸讲说，不
，Let's do some selection or purification.
让我们来做一些淘汰。
So he will say, those who have fear in his heart, you can go home.
他就讲说，你们心里惧怕的，你们可以回家。
Oh, boom, many people go home.
然后突然就很多人就回家。
And then he said something else.
然后他又说了其他的。
And another bunch left home.
然后另外又一批人又回家。
And then I thought, you know, that's about it. You know, we have very few now. Let's go fight the war.
然后他想说这大概够了吧，我们只剩下一点点，我们可以去打仗。
And God said, no, 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 still too many.
那神说不， 还太多。
I will test them.
我要试炼他们。
Bring all these people to the river bank.
把他们带到河边。
So you will see, in chapter 7 verse 4, God used this word, test them.
所以你可以看到在四世纪第七章第四节，他神用了这个字，就是试验。
How to test them?
怎么样试验他们呢？
Drink the water.
你喝这个水。
You will see there are two kinds of people the way they drink.
你们看到他们这喝水有两种喝法。
And then God only choose one particular way to drink. That's qualified.
那神就拣选了这其中一个，就是他们这种喝水的方法。
Remember? Which way is the right way?
你还记得吗？怎么样喝水是正确的呢？
Like a dog.
所以他们把水挤出来在手上，然后像狗那样喝，舔着喝，舔着喝。
So it's a sequence of refining.
所以这接连一系列的这个试验。
Original whole bunch, and finally after the process, only how many left? 300.
刚开始有成千上万的人，经过这一连串的试验，到最后只剩下300人。
That is the picture.Called refine the concept.
所以这幅图画就是这个熬炼的这个观念。
God will purify us, remove all the things within us which is not qualified.
所以神要洁净我们，把我们里头一切不洁净都把它拿走。
And then use another analogy is refiner's fire in the like a silver, refine silver and gold.
另外一个就是例子就是。熬炼银子金子人的火。
You know how the smelter works.
我们知道这个
when you heat up the furnace,
我们当这个炼金银这个火炉，我们要升起火来。
You either have gold in there or you have silver in there originally.
我们或者是把金子或者把银子摆在里头。
How to purify?
我们怎么样来炼进这个金银呢？
You increase the temperature.Right?
我们增加这个温度。
First, you remove the coarse material outside those things, easy to burn up.
刚开始这外表一些粗糙的东西很容易就烧掉了。
But that's not good enough.
但这还不够好。
You have to keep the temperature, keep going on, 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 higher, higher, higher.
我们必须把继续不断的增加这个温度。
You know, when the smelter, the refiner will feel satisfied. Oh, that's good. Now it's done.
什么时候这个炼金的人都觉得满意呢？这个做完了呢？
How do you discern? Do you know that?
你怎么能够察觉这个工已经做完了呢？
How the refiner judge this pot of silver is pure?
这个炼金的人他怎么用来判断这一炉的这个金子已经是炼尽了呢？
When he opened the lid,
当他把盖子打开，
he looked into the pot.
他看着这个炉中。
He can see himself.
当他可以看到自己，他很清楚地看到自己。
That's done.
那就是做完。
You got it?
你们看到，你们了解吗？
Like a mirror.
就像个镜子一样。
All the ingredient impurity burn out.
它里头一切的不洁净都被火烧。
Because all the impurity should surface and then burn out. And finally, nothing, no residuals except the silver itself.
因为一切不洁净的东西它开始会浮在表面，然后被火给焚烧干净，所以这个银子表面就像镜子一样光滑。
So he can see himself.
所以他可以在这个银子表面看到自己。
That's the example leave in the Bible, either in Psalm or now in Malachi. I will refine the children of Levi like I refine the silver.
这就是在诗篇还有我们现在马拉基书上面讲到，我要熬炼炼尽利未人，就像熬炼金银一样。
So the Levite who served the Lord should reflect whose image?
这些侍奉神的利未人，他们必须反映出谁的形象呢？
Who? God's image.
他必须反映出神的形象。
God will find himselfIn every God's children. If he cannot see himself, then you are too mixed up. You have to be tested, purified again.
神必须要在所有他的子女的上面能够反映看到他自己的形象。如果看不到的话，我们必须要继续接受这个熬炼。
There's a hymn that just as I am, right?
有一首歌叫照我本相。
We all sing when we begin to come to the Lord.
我们当我们来到我们归向主时，我们都唱这首歌。
Definitely true.
这是真的。
When we come to the Lord as a sinner, just as I am.
当我们来到主面前，做一个罪人来到主面前，我们是照着自己本相来到主面前。
You are older Christians, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years old.I mean, after baptism.
当我们受浸以后，我们十年，你来到神面前还是照我本相。
Nothing changed.
没有任何的改变。
No shape.
我们的属灵状况就非常糟糕。
God's purpose is find His image in you.
神的旨意是要他在我们的身上找到他的形象。
You cannot come to the Lord still as I was, centered, self-love.And so on and so forth.
所以我们来到神面前，不能还是照着老亚当的那个形象，自己以自己为中心，自己爱自己那个样子来。
So God will tell them that this is my servant, my messenger will do this job.
所以神跟他们讲说，这就是我的使者所要做的工作。
If you continue to verse 5,
所以我们继续看第五节。
That, Then I will draw near to you for judgment, and I will be a sweet witness against the sorcerer, against the adulterers, and against those who swear falsely, against those who oppress the wage earner in his wages, the widow and the orphan, and those who turn aside the alien. Do not fear me, says the Lord host.
万军之耶和华说，我必临近你们施行审判，我必速速做见证，警戒行邪术的，犯奸淫的，起假誓的，亏负人之工价的，欺压寡妇孤儿的，屈枉寄居的，何不敬畏我的。
All these sins mentioned here are committed by non-Christian or Christian.
这些 提到这些罪是被非基督徒还是基督徒所犯的罪呢？
No. Christians.
这些都是基督徒所犯的罪。
These are the Levites.
这是利未人所做
的事情。These are the priests.
这些祭司所做的事情。
They are not non-Christians.
他们并不是非基督徒。
They are supposed to know God.
他们应该是认识神的人。
God said, I will purify you.
所以神说我要
炼净你们。I will judge you.
我要审判你们。
That's the work of the messenger of covenant.
这就是这个新约使者的所要做的工作。
So sometimes when we preach the gospel, yes, God loves the world and gave his beloved only son.
是我们传福音的时候，我们常常说神爱世人，甚至将他的独生爱子赐给我们。
We show the people the love side of God.
我们把神爱的一面展现在世人面前。
Which is true.
这是真的。
No doubt about it.
完全没有可怀疑的。
But we also don't forget to preach the righteousness part of God.
我们也不要忘记跟人们宣扬神公义的一面。
He is God of justice.
他是一个公义的神。
He will judge sin.
他会施行审判。
No, no, he will judge Gentiles. He will judge his own people first.
他不但审判外邦人，而且他会先对自己的子民施行审判。
And then the second half of this chapter.
然后这一章的第二部分。
You will see the self-delusion, the self-deceiving continues.
我们可以看到这个自欺呢就继续。
God said, you robbed me. The whole nation robbed me.
神说你还有全国都夺了我的供物。
And people said, where do we rob you? How can people rob God?
他说我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？我们怎么能够夺取神的东西呢？
If one day people tell you, you are robber to God, you say, how in the world I never rob people without even don't mention I rob about God.
如果 有人有一天跟你讲说你抢了神的东西，你讲的是不可能，我连人的东西都没抢，我怎么可能抢神的东西呢？
God said, you do.
神说是你有。
We read it.
我们刚刚也念过。
The tithe doesn't belong to you.
这个十一的奉献并不属于我们。
That's my money.
这是属于神的。
And you use it for your own purpose.
但是我们拿来作为自己的
用途。You say you use it for investment.
你说你拿来做投资。
You use it for my buy your house or whatever you do.
你说你用来买房子或做其他。
Your fancy car.
你买一个豪华的车子。
Don't forget, that's not your money.
我们不要忘记这不是我们的钱。
God said, that's my money.
神说这是我的钱。
If you didn't tithe, you are a robber.
如果你没有献上十分之一，你就是抢夺神。
Very serious.
这是非常严重的。
But we don't feel that way.
但是我们没有这种感觉。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we're blind.
因为我们瞎眼。
Our whole mindset is self-centered. So this is, I earn it, that's mine, of course.
所以我们的心都认为是我们把自己当为中心，我们认为我们所赚的都是我们的。
You think God cares your tithe?
你认为神对我们所纳的十分之一这么关心吗？
He really doesn't care because he is much richer than you and I add up together.
神比我们所有人加起来都更丰富更丰盛。
But when you rob tithe means you claim you earn everything by your own power. You forget the one who gives you all the grace.
但是我们不把当献的十分之一献给神，我们就认为我们所赚的完全是靠我们自己，我们不把神应得的荣耀归给他。
You didn't honor God.
我们没有归荣耀给神。
So you know many things in this principle we rob God.
所以很多事情就跟这个例子一样，我们抢夺神。
Our time.
我们的时间。
You think this is my time. You know every day, you know this time belongs to myself.
你们认为是每天这个时间都是属于我自己的。
But don't forget, your time belongs to God.
但是你不要忘，我们的时间也是属于神的。
Certain things God said in the Ten Commandments, the Sabbath belongs to me. You cannot do your own thing.
在十诫里头，神讲到安息日是属于我的，你们不能做自己的工。
You come to my temple to worship me.
你来到我的殿里头向我敬拜。
But these people use Sabbath to do their own business.
Make
money.
但这些人他们在安息日他们还去赚钱。
They only pay lip service.
他们只是用他们嘴唇向神献祭。
So that's also robbing God's portion.
所以这也是抢夺了神的份。
So, you know, if you really come to the Word of God, you will see, just like a mirror, many things should be dealt with in our lives.
所以我们来到神的话语面前，我们就看到我们我们生命当很多事情都是需要受到对付。
Otherwise, we are so mixed up. Finally, we deceive who? Huh? Ourselves.
不然我们就太我们脑筋就混淆不清，我们就变成自欺。
Brothers and sisters, today's message is talking about the relationship with yourself.
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天的信息是讲到我们跟自己的关系。
You say, how come I'm a Christian, I'm not happy?
你问说为什么我成为基督徒我并不快乐。
How come I'm a Christian, I don't have joy?
为什么我变成基督徒但我心中没有喜乐呢？
I have met a lot of Christians with such a bitterness in his spirit.
我碰到许许多的基督徒，他们在心中有许多的苦毒。
They will tell me God doesn't care about me.
他们跟我讲说神不关心我。
They will tell me if God is love, how come I'm so 倒霉。
他们会说如果神是爱，为什么我这么倒霉？
Why are other people better off than I am?
为什么别人比我的状况更
好？ The older he gets, the more bitter he gets.
他越老，他心里就越苦毒。
You know those bitter old Christians, sometimes even pastors in that way too.
你们知道很多年老基督徒他们苦毒，甚至传道人也是这样。
Very simple.
非常简单。
We live in a blindfold darkness. We cheat ourselves.
很简单，我们蒙着眼睛在过日子，我们欺骗自己。
We lost into this stage of obsession.
我们来到一个这个着迷的这个阶段。
We live in a lie.
我们活在一个谎言当中。
We lost the sense of reality.
我们失掉了这个看到这个事实的这个真相的。
My friend, get back the joy God gave to you.
朋友们，让我们把神赐给我们的喜乐。
Let the life of God in you come out instead of the old self.
让神的生命从你身上显出来，而不是你的老我。
Pray to the Lord, try me, test me, purify me like refiner's fire.
我们向神祈求来试验我，熬炼我，让我熬炼我像熬炼金一样。
Confess your sin before the Lord.
在神面前我们来认罪。
Don't deny that.
我们不要否认。
Otherwise, your sickness, your spiritual sickness cannot be healed.
不然我们属灵的疾病没办法得到痊愈。
If you let the stage continue,
如果我们继续在这个阶段里头，
This book ends with a curse.
这本书它结束是用一个咒诅来结束。
That's terrible.
这是非常糟糕的。
Because people refuse come to the Lord.
因为人们拒绝来到神的面前。
God said, repent, come back to me.
神说你们要回转到我面前。
Why should I repent?
我为什么要回转？
There's no need.
没有需要。
Too proud, too blind.
我们太过骄傲，太过瞎眼。
May God have mercy on us.
愿神对我们有怜悯。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we come before you with a trembling heart.
主啊，我们怀着一个战惊的心来到你面前。
In your plan, you came to this world to set us free from the world, from the sin, and from ourselves.
在你的旨意当中，你来到这个世上，你要把我们从我们的罪恶、我们自己还有这个世界分开。
You give us new life, you give us joy.
你给我们新的生命，你给我们喜乐。
And the joy, no one can take it away.
这个喜乐是没有人能够夺去。
But somehow in our life, in our experience walk with you, we have problem.
但是我们在我们的生命还有我们跟你同行的时候，我们就会有这种问题。
Our spiritual life become dull.
我们属灵的生命变得不再那么灵活。
Our Christian meeting become so boring.
我们基督徒的聚会变成非常的乏味。
Our prayer becomes so monotonous.
我们的祈祷就这么的单调。
We lost touch with the reality.
我们跟这个事实缺乏了联系。
We become so miserable.
我们变得非常的可悲。
Lord, have mercy on us.
主，求你怜悯我们。
Deliver us from such an obsession.
将我们从这种着迷的境况中释放出来。
So that you can recover your full work and glory in your church.
你可以在 你的教会上面能够重新的恢复你的善工。
Save me, Lord.
主啊，求你拯救我。
Save your church, Lord.
求你搭救你的教会。
You are coming back soon.
你要快快的再回来。
How can we just stay in such a miserable stage?
但是我们如何能够继续停留在这个糟糕的境况中
？Open our eyes.
求你打开我们的眼。
Give us a repentant heart.
给我们一个悔改的心。
So that you will turn to us again.
让你能够再回转归向我们。
May your name be glorified.
愿你的名得到荣耀。
May your heart be rejoice in your people.
愿你的心对你的子民是喜悦的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告。